We're continuing talking about the fish fence, and this is November 17th with Andrew Isaac at his home in Dot Lake.
Stories to everybody to give a hand. Young people, growing young people, that most of the people, they give a hand, their people, to doing all this work, swimming, they use their clothes. I don't care how, what we dress, go in the water, go in the water. And they put it up tree way up the inn. And in the inn they put the one big pole each side. They tie it with a willow, if in case water high, so he didn't move fish trap. A fish trap Lake Mansfield is still up there yet. All that fish trap put there, but more than 100 years people used. They rebuilt every year, they wash out. And I'm glad the cousin of mine, Tanner Cross. Oscar and Kenneth Thomas, Judas Paul, all of this. Oh, one boy. But now they're going up. Just a few minutes ago they went up. Got a few fish. But the water's still high yet. So they Lake Mansfield fish. That's a rich fish, fat. While everyone, old lady,
they got a fish trap in there right now?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
All right. How far away is that?
That's 7 miles from Big Man's Feet. Ah, kind of far.
Gee, we should go up there.
Yeah.
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 I can't almost my last good picture. This one is Lake Mansfield. That's all my uncle and grandpa. They send a second. They want to get my grandpa, my uncle picture. That's the only one I got there. I lose another old one I got.
That's a little bunch of growing people. Some of this chief.
This cousin of mine is real cousin close to Andrew. That my beach work, they make picture. Audit. She's, you know, she's kind of like non-unhappy. She's not really enjoy too much. She's some kind of woman. Her, you know, something.
Jesse David, his cousin, my second cousin, I guess.
Granddaughter and her, she
was
in school. Now
she's gone. A son, book to give to me.
His little brother, right there, is now, right now, he was in real school.
I got this from
CD. Up there, I think, mom, that's him.
I'll be right back when you go up to school.
Okay. I want this one if you got chance. Oh.
some story. I started read a little bit. That I understand little word what it's been. And this some book and some word, some wrong way they're speaking to you people. Why did this wrong? Because young generation, probably even this. Not very many people like Mahai, way back to 80 years old. I'm 85, I'm sitting here. Part of my life, they bet quite a bit changed ever since 1912. 1980, we see the preachers. 1904, first white man baptized me. And up to the long cabin, someplace out in the camp. We don't know a good book would tell us good story. Us Indian, we got our own superstitious way to believe. The believe like colored people. Colored people doing. Colored people that I see in the shore. They make medicine, they do anything. Us Indian here in Terra Alaska, we do that too, our own people. They die off, I'm pretty sure, before 1924, up to 25, up to 30. Medicine people beginning to get it shorter. Pretty soon without. I don't know, Don, Yukon River, Indian, they still got it. I really don't know. They probably have. And the White River Indian, I'm pretty sure they have some medicine people. That the life our individual person get it and they help his people quite a bit. Some they save, some they will, some they heal, all them stuff. That one gonna make the individual person gonna make medicine. All grown people, old man people, they have to go there. They sing songs is good like dance song, Indian dance song, just like that. But that medicine song quite a bit mean in other way in Terry in Alaska. They mean some word in animal and all them words. I don't know how they know special stick, special willow. They have to take them to give it them. Today, our young generation, I don't think neither one of them that have that have very much. We used to have a superstitious way. We got word, that one we, I explained to the white man. I had caribou, moose, luck. I think pie work. No people believe it, us, we believe it. We use it. And the luck, they work for. English, I explain, like this pie word, A, B, C, D, E. Different kind dialect. When we try to get gift from our parents, our grandfathers, we gotta spend night. Maybe a week. He tell us, we go to bed, and then he bring his face to us, and we listen. Different us. Human word, quite a bit different dialect, like, I'm surprised, all men just start talking. So my English explained A, B, C, D, E. We're careful. Or not to jump one word, to jump to other words. If we does that, Indian way to cut. Lots of superstitions. Superstitions, something bad, something real important. Stop back. Moste in chi. That's the one word. Man whole and Terry in world. Far Athabaskan Indian are. They got in chi. In chi mean to move you out. In the trouble. Inji mean to save your life. Something is dingy on the way that you're going to get it in the hurt. River. River most importantly in the land. Indian people, all internal Alaska, even Don Eagle people, Dawson, down low for Yukon, way down to Tanana, Tanana to Salt City, Ninana, Salt City. China, that's only herb people, got pretty strong medicine people. and rule that all at one way. But old people, they got the medicine, they ruin it, young people. By sleeping, they kill him with a dream. Some reason they mean, some people real good. Lots of time, medicine people, they make medicine on me. I got shot, I cut the feet, cut the legs. Get a lot of hurt in my life. Still, I'm in good shape. Lucky I didn't broke bone and no nothing. Got a lot of cut.
What happened when you got shot? How did they do that?
In the springtime, we started hunting. One morning, we began to come and learn Sunday. My dad is sick with the feel about some superstition. What happened the day we're going to get there, no ahead of time. Tell us family, all kids, take it easy, don't rush today. You probably, you guys get hit. One morning, Daddy get up. Let's go Mansfield. Oh, I don't know. No, I go and stay with Mom. I tell my mom. Well, you don't want to go with me, you stay home all day. Don't do anything. Don't even run on fishing. Don't go out to even hunt rabbit no more today, all day. You stay home. I always believe it, my daddy. My daddy, some reason I love him. Once he say no, I stop. Even I growing boys, the big dance, they started land dance, 10 across on Saturday. I used to go once in a while. And I tell them I want to go 10 o'clock. Daddy say nothing. Some important thing you want to go for, well, just have a good time. You think that important life, or you like, or you leaving? Well, I say nothing, I quit. Our old man talk, just talk, word. Quit. Today, little boy just speak, the hell with you. Parents talking to you, tattling in nursery. Kids all answer their parents. What's wrong? Us here in Terry, here in Kitchenstock and Joel Village, I don't think very much boys answer their father. But all the time they get back. to talk, we answer back. Don't pay attention to us. We forget we run into home. Grab our hand and kick willow. Talking to you, what you say. You started crying.
Just
you gotta be a good boy. My life, my daddy, mom never spanked me. I don't know spank. I see other kids beat up. But not me. Don't care what damage I've done. It's crazy. Get away, get away. Forget the butt next time. Don't do that. My daddy feels a little bit like young Keen. It's that bad the people feel about me ever since I was a kid. My daddy, he's a chief son. I'm chief grandson, first grandson. Grandfather's figured me out the goal. Just that bad, my grandfather slowed me. Ever since I started growing, I go with grandfather first. Ghost grandfathers all the time. I watch grandfathers what he do with a little hatchet axe they got in their hand. My grandfathers, I see they use quite a bit. Cut the boots, split them boots, and they make tent snowshoes frame. They make arrow, bow, and they make toboggan. In the summertime, we build outfit in the summertime. That's better, dry, easy, dry all summer. I got sleigh frame yet running. I just wait in the time gonna work. Can't do it. Just about a month and a half ago, I begin to get in bad shape.
You were talking about that time that your dad told you not to go out?
Yeah.
The time you had that accident?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Dad, you tell me go visit with your uncle today. Oh, some reason, I don't know. I just want that to happen. I want to get. I stay home. All right, you want to stay home, you stay home. Don't go out. Don't play. Something happened you're going to get today. I don't know how. But be careful. Dad left to go Mansfield, visit with my uncle. Had it in my field, and I was fish cook. Be careful, run. All paths going up. So they take care of all driving. Matthew Paul, good friend of mine, good boy. The Pack 22. I walk for some night alongside the tent. And I look, I see Matthew Paul packed gun. If I remember, my dad what he tell me, if I got in my that time, I'm not going to go. I don't care. Dad is not wrong. What dad tell us today, we have to listen. Even mother, they remind us that we, something happened, you guys couldn't get your dad to tell them. And be careful. So we do that. Us Indians, quite a few, our young generation, in my young time, we live in by our parents. We've gone up to 21 years old. That the average, us Indian, the way we want to do, we do. We want to get a girlfriend. We want to get a boyfriend. Parents the girls, parents the boy, they got to talk, this two old men, they talk together. Remember, boy don't walk good, lazy. But the girl want him. Father the boy, say, my boy, that good boy, he's a lazy. I don't want the girls put themselves in trouble. Let them go together and talk themselves to each other. How are they going to leave? Living important life in the world, Indian people. Not just the way they want their children to live in good. Rustle, trap, do anything. Even they got nothing to do around the home. Still, they have to walk and try to learn hunting, trapping, snowshoes walk. Took a long time to learn. They got to run after they break in. They got to run like. With all the snowshoes on his feet, he run. Always Indian people, they break in their boys. Mom people, aunt people, grandma people, they just work at heart, like men, all the women, tanning skin all the time, at their job, make it babies, certainly they. They make enough, send you, enough, small, skinny babies and little wider babies they use. Not no babies to put it in snowshoes. Even all them stuff got a certain way to put it in. Everything in Lasker through the Athabaskan Indian people. So they're much in key. When you put the babish on it, snowshoes, you twist around, you turn other way, not a straight where they're supposed to. You put it way in your way, put it other way, you make whole camp bad luck. No way they can't get game. So medicine man, they tell a medicine man. And that night, English way, like they pray and go to sleep. That night they dream about the one that you want to find out. That outfit coming out front of them. He's superstitious. English way, boy or girls. He's working people by dream. They go around there and what's bad, they tell them, this is bad. They got to rewind again. And this is put sitting away. Luck gonna be come back. So they did. They rewind again and with it all, babies, and this the old lady, real important old lady to do that work in his life. They never make a mistake. They sit long, that girl sit alongside that old lady. They fix up. Luck, hunting moons, caribou beginning to come out right away. That's the way Indian life, true in the history. That is not little ways in time, my young time story. My young time story way back to stone axe. Indian people here living in Alaska and through that year was a stone axe. They're still meek living. Still never showed of me. They still never showed of everything. They get enough berries, all berries they can get. Us kids, we eat a lot of berries. We eat, mom give us. Butch box basket, but this size all full berry.
That's about 4 inch. Round,
yeah. Or they give Philip, they give us some kind, old plate. Use butch box. 1, like this. They cut them off, and they bit. Put berries, what? Fish, everything.
You said you didn't have spoons. What did you use then?
What kind?
You said you didn't have spoons like now.
Oh, they make spoon special way to birch the cuddle. And we do this trick. We split in a cow willow. We split them. We put it in there. And we cut with a knife. and dip soup.
They would sew it together too?
No, no.
Where you put that willow on it?
Yes. No, we don't use that willow gotta be tight. You got a tight clamp to get it tight. So that is the way we use hurry. So people in the hall, cook, or the chief people, they got a lot of wooden spoon, they're like, they make it, but the iron one though. And a wooden plate. That's everything important stuff. Just growing people, no kids, no boy. Just growing people. We was a kid in the pot lot, we run in, man walked to us, grab us right in on it.
Grab you by your shirt, yeah. Throw you out.
True them like that. We never cry. We just run out, we laugh. When big cook pass around, no kids move inside. Kids out. Sometimes they take it out. Big butch box basket, all full of meat. One old man, they take it out. Come on, kids, go eat. Oh, we rush, we try to grab. Stop. Take it easy. Back up one at a time, sometimes two. Take how much you want. That much we take. Go in your fireplace, stay and eat. Don't move, and you got food in your mouth. Some person. They're not born in our family. They boss us. Us Indian kid, everybody boss. Our aunt, our uncle, our grandmothers, our great grandfathers, our fathers, mothers, string out our relatives in the whole village. We play rough like we're gonna get hurt. Somebody aunt walk out to call in our name. You stop, quit. Before you get hit, I learned that lots. Many times my aunt, uncle tell me that I like play. I'm just crazy for play. And I get hurt right away and cripple, stay weak. No medicine to put it in. Just put hot water in. Sometimes pus start and it really hurt that one. That stuff I really don't like. Little touch can feel in your heart. They're five special ways. Lots of what English call trick, some kind of trick. Some people get that kind. they we really get hurt. They go there, they wash, you know. Why we get hurt? And that one too, like them hunting story. They say you were, and after they put their mouth in where we get cut. They put their mouth in there, they suck the blood out, spread it out.
What's the medicine man does that?
Any kind, man. That one, any kind, man.
They ever use plants? Any certain kind of plants?
Well, they do have what they don't use. Just a secret. Sometimes we didn't hear. He want we to learn. They speak the word out.
So that Tom you were talking about and your good friend, who was that? Andrew Paul? Was that your good friend? The time you got shot? You're talking about your young, when you were young boys?
Yeah. Matthew Paul.
Matthew Paul.
Best friend of mine.
So what happened when he came over to visit you that time?
And he got there. He went out to hunt, and I see them. I forget my daddy. Promise me. I really forget. Hey, where you going? Going to hunt ducks? I go with you. I get my shotgun. I run in tent. I tell Mom, I go with Matthew Paul, hunt ducks. Fritzy. Paul's talk, my boy's talk. He's the baddest boy. So they go, and I grab my shotgun pack, go with them. We go across. I check the sea pintail grass. Run through the brush, shut the muzzleloader shotgun. I kill him. We kill three of that kind. And we walk more and we shot a rabbit. We put it in and we go into other place. We go between the lake. The boy come behind, and ducks flew out front of me on the lake. They fly over me, and in front of me, big bunch of willow. And I'm ready for him to shoot in the air. And then he fly back a few minutes. He's coming out from outer lake. And are back and they fly back over. And I see just part of wing out of my bunch of willow. I'm gonna shoot. He's just lined up with a willow leaf. So I move. Lucky I didn't move too fast. He pull a trick. I just moved, shot me right here.
Oh, your friend was right behind you,
yeah.
Shooting? Oh.
He shot me right here.
Right over your ear, right?
Yeah.
Skinned on top.
Right between my hip bone, go right between the middle. And they come on.
So it went inside the bone.
Yeah, inside the body. Just drop. I really don't know how I drop. he dropped his gun and he grabbed me. Real boy cry. Wake up. My eyes all full black. I got white shirt. All blood to say this all red. I wake up. I tell him what happened. Andrew, I shot you. How did you shot me? I was run behind you.
And
I tried to shoot ducks in the air too. And I didn't know you point gun. And just but I pull a trigger, you move, you hit. And I hit you. Hey, why don't you leave me here while I'm feeling good? You run across the lake. Run home. Tell any person you shot me. I need help to take me in the village. 5 miles away from the village. So he real deep in his heart to cry. My friend, you die, I'm going to kill myself. Might as well go with you. Oh, this is breaking me.